Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
I gave a TEDx talk organised by London Business School a few weeks ago. I didn't think it went particularly well. All the faffing and rehearsing that TED demands had the effect of making me a cheesy, stilted version of myself. As I skulked off stage, an MBA student came up to me in a state of great excitement. "That was awesome," he said. I demurred, but he went on, "I couldn't believe you said that." This was puzzling, given I had just spent 18 minutes giving a motherhood and apple pie talk about why I was junking journalism to be a maths teacher. Then he explained, "You said the word bullshit in a TED talk." We stared at each other in mutual amazement. He was shocked at my use of the word. I was shocked at his shock. To me, bullshit is not a swear word. It is my meat and potatoes. It's what I've written about for decades. I use the word because there is none other that does the trick. I suppose I could say nonsense instead, but that would be a euphemism. And euphemism is almost always bullshit. Yet recently I've noticed something odd is happening. The corporate world, despite producing bullshit in ever greater amounts, is increasingly prudish about the word itself. When I wrote a column on how to spot bullshit, a reader posted underneath, "I object to using BS, spelt out, in a daily newspaper, especially one as esteemed as the FT. These points can be made just as well without scatological language." A surprisingly large number of Financial Times readers recommended the message. Equally, when Travis Kalanick banged another nail in his own coffin by getting caught on camera yelling at an Uber driver, the headlines were all about his swearing. He said the dread word bullshit at least three times. But his real offence was that he refused to listen to the financial woes of the driver, preferring to jab his finger and shout in an obnoxious fashion. My all-time favourite story of misplaced prudery over swearing comes from Goldman Sachs. During the financial crisis, a leaked internal email described one of its mortgage-backed securities as "one shitty deal." The bank's response? An anti-swearing policy, which meant henceforth employees would be protected from language that might upset them. While companies become more priggish, the evidence mounts that swearing at work is something we should be encouraging. I've just been sent an advance copy of "Swearing is Good for You, The Amazing Science of Bad Language" by Emma Byrne, an impressive catalogue of research showing how effing and blinding helps us deal with pain, bond with others, is associated with intelligence, and makes us more inclined to trust each other. It's a glorious, uplifting read, but I don't think it quite gets to the heart of it. My own research shows how swearing can help you be more successful by getting your point across and having your own way. I've just searched the 41,000 emails in my FT inbox for the word fuck and got 146 results. Most were from friends and colleagues engaging in banter, yet the few that came from strangers used expletives to great effect. One man emailed asking for my help on something with a message that began, "Your podcasts are fucking fantastic." The addition of the swear word slowed me down, made me judge the outrageous flattery to be sincere, and tricked me into saying yes. In another, a reader forwarded a message that he'd received from a McKinsey consultant that ended, "Bests." "Who the fuck says bests?" the reader wrote. Once again, I paid attention, laughed, and put it in my bullshit cupboard with a view to giving it a prize. Just in case anyone priggish is listening to this, I ought to end with something obvious. Context is all. Swearing is only recommended for people who are amiable and who know how to communicate. It should never be used by those who are nasty or angry. Among the messages in my collection was one from a man who had taken exception to something I'd written. His stream of obscenities deserved to be deleted unread, but I've kept it as evidence that swearing can still hurt and disgust when it's used with just that intention.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.